You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. It's a great pleasure to welcome back to the Book Club at 91.7 best-selling author C.J. Box, who has just released the 16th novel in the Joe Pickett series. It's called Off the Grid, and C.J.'s on the phone with me to talk about the new adventures for Joe and his best friend, Nate. C.J., welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Well, thank you for having me back, Mark. I appreciate it.
I want to say I was struck, and it was funny when I went to the press materials after I finished Off the Grid and read up a little. It really struck me how much of a political bend you have in this book. There's a lot of things that you have for hot button issues here. Did you feel it was just time to get a little political in your stories?
Well, you know, with each book, and there's been, you know, 16 now in the series, starting with Open Season way back in 2001, each book has actually been about a topic or an issue in the West. Sometimes they're resource-based, environmental. The very first book was about the Endangered Species Act. So I always try to include hot-button kind of either political or environmental issues in each book, and then build a plot around that so that it feels current and interesting, and it's not just simply a whodunit. And in this case, with Off the Grid, it all kind of came from an interview I read with the FBI director, who was talking about the fact that they were investigating terrorism plots in all 50 states. And I've heard him state that more than once. And it's made getting me thinking that, you know, Wyoming is not very many people here. There's only 600,000 people in this huge state, you know, the size of France. And I thought, what could possibly be going on here, and where might it occur? And it kind of that was sort of the impetus for this. And about the same time, I was reading about a new NSA facility called the Utah Data Center that was being completed just across the border in Bluffdale, Utah. That is the place where all of the phone calls, emails, etc., are funneled through. And I thought, what a target. So those two things came together, and that's how it started.
Well, I have to say the data collection that you talk about in Off the Grid holds many connotations. We'll talk about that in a moment. But just all that data that is flying through the air that people don't realize they're sharing every day, and you really brought it to light here in Off the Grid. It's amazing that even the simplest transaction is recorded somewhere.
Right. Not necessarily listened to, but at least noted and banked away in a huge network of supercomputers. What I didn't know until I started doing the research was that was about this new facility in Bluffdale, Utah, and how big it is. And so I did a lot of research on that, and that's really not that far from where I live, along I-80, where that facility is. And although, you know, there are restrictions on the gathering of it, some people wonder if those restrictions are actually officially in place. So I kind of took it from there. There's some speculation in it. It's not an agenda book, but it definitely explores both sides of that whole issue.
Well, Nate Romanofsky, one of Joe Pickett's good friends, is plays a central role in this book, and he is off the grid following up on the last book. And so he's off the grid for him. That's away from anything electronic, anything electrical. He and his girlfriend out in a cabin on a ranch in Wyoming, and that's one form of off the grid. But part of what he's trying to do is also stay off that data collection grid, too.
That's right, because in the book, Nate is a target of several federal agencies because of things he's done in the past, and he deserves to be. But he does know that the only way to not be apprehended is to not make any phone calls, not receive any, not get on the internet, and so on. And I found it interesting just writing about what that is like, what that would be like in real life in real today. And how almost impossible it is to actually stay off the grid and not make contact. So yeah, like you said, the phrase works several ways in this book, and Nate is unsuccessful at that effort when it starts out.
I'm speaking with C.J. Box, the New York Times bestseller of the Joe Pickett novels, the latest in the series, Off the Grid, available in bookstores now. Details at WVXU.org. And as always, C.J., you raise some interesting questions when it comes to the politics or the causes, but you also bring to light the beauty of the state of Wyoming. As you said, a land about the size of France and just such a varied amount of geography. And Off the Grid, you are focusing on the Red Desert, which was something I hadn't heard about. Introduce folks who don't know about the Red Desert in Wyoming to the Red Desert.
Yeah, a lot of people in Wyoming don't really know the Red Desert other than when they drive on Interstate 80 and they're driving across it. It's a huge area, like 9,000 square miles, and one of the most remote places in Wyoming and in the United States, and that there's not a single paved road through it. It's very desert-like features with, you know, what they call hoodoos and spires and rock formations, very little water. Most people would say there's nothing there, but if you look at it a different way and you find out that there's wild horse herds in within the Red Desert, desert elk out there. It's a place where falconers from across the world, it's one of their destinations because they can hunt with falcons and never see another person for days on end. And that's the scene of the action in Off the Grid, because the whole area is off the grid. There's nowhere to even get a cell signal there.
And you talked about falconry, and Nate's a falconer, and I love the description of him hunting with a falcon and the process of falconry. And I was a little surprised to learn that you're not necessarily a falconer yourself. You just know enough to be dangerous. Would that be right, CJ?
Well, I've been falconry hunting with some very established, very serious falconers, and I'm fascinated with the whole thing. It's such a different mindset to hunt that way, and it's such an interesting relationship that a falconer has with his birds, because those birds can fly away at any time. A falconer can spend years working with a falcon to hunt with, and the falcon can just go. You can't reel them back. So there's a certain, you know, suspension of disbelief every time you go out that the bird comes back. And it does kind of change the mindset and the way people look at wild creatures, and I think vice versa. So I've incorporated a lot of those, falconry issues into the book, and I'm happy to say a lot, you know, there's not that many falconers in America, but an awful lot of them read these books and tend to like them and get in contact with me and suggest other falconry-like things.
Oh, good. Always nice to tap into something like that to learn even more, because as you said, and as I was reading it Off the Grid, and you explored Nate's relationship with his birds, and you really do learn something about the human being and the nature around us. And well, you mentioned falconry. We talked about the Red Desert. I know you're big into doing research. What other research did you do for this book?
Well, I started out wondering how could you knock out a supercomputer center? What would be the thing? Because if that's going to be a target, other than, you know, blowing it up, how could you take it out? So I luckily, not far from where I live is a huge national supercomputer center that does atmospherics. And I met with the engineers there, and they walked me through, and without, you know, giving a blow-by-blow description on how to take one out, it all has to do with the temperature of all of those servers, thousands of servers running at once. If the temperature varies much over 1 or 2 degrees in any direction, it can actually destroy all the data. So it was interesting talking to the engineers about it. And that's one thing I find fascinating with research is people who are really into a certain thing, whether it's a power plant or a supercomputer center, are more than happy to tell you how to take it off, how to take it down, because they think about those things all the time, and they volunteer information that maybe sometimes they shouldn't be volunteering. But I found it fascinating that it's the supercomputer center, very small part of it is the computer. All the rest of it is the cooling system.
C.J. Box, He's the author of Off the Grid, the latest Joe Pickett novel, available where books are sold. It's the 16th in the series about the Wyoming game warden. You can learn more at WVXU.org. So, CJ, you've been with Joe since 2001 through 16 novels now, and I know that readers have followed Joe and his family growing up and growing up, but I was curious, and especially with this data mining issue in Off the Grid, curious about how, as an author, your job has changed since 2001. What is different now than when you started, and does a lot of it have to do with that data and digital side of things?
Boy, it does. That's a good question. That's exactly right. One of the advantages I used to think that I had when I wrote this series, since it is set in such remote locations, is, you know, that when it comes to, you know, crimes and communications, you know, Joe Pickett's always in an area where there's no cell phone coverage. So that makes it a little easier. But when you really look at it, there is no place, very few places without that are really truly off the grid. So to incorporate, make it realistic, I needed to make that leap forward into the, you know, whole digital cyber world and explore that. And there is one point where I take Joe Pickett completely off the grid. Everything goes wrong. Every electronic device that he has, including his truck, his wristwatch, his everything, goes out. And I wrote about what it would be like in the modern world to have not be able to rely on any of those devices, and how lost and how unusual that would be for a human being in now, you know, without an iPhone, without anything, and to be walking across the desert, and how primitive that really is and how easily that could happen.
I also love some of the quotes that you have in front of the different parts. Part three, The Red Desert, has a quote from Roger Torrey Peterson from Birds Over America talking about a man emerging from the shadows of antiquity with a peregrine on his wrist. I'm wondering if these are inspiration along the way or something that you come to later after the story is told. How do you decide and gather these great little quotes here, CJ?
It's kind of a combination of both. I'm kind of a quote prospector. I've got a long list on my computer whenever I find something in a book or a citation for a quote that I might use someday as it relates to the books. And in this case, yeah, there's a lot of quotes about falconry. There's also quite a bit quotes from Edward Abbey, who wrote The Monkey Wrench Gang, which was probably the first of its kind when it came to kind of environmental domestic terrorism, and he wrote a lot about it way back when, and a lot of the things he wrote then still work for this book when it comes to how you look at, you know, modernity in the Wild West.
I know you are always asked, you know, what's next for you and Joe Pickett, and we have watched Joe Pickett age. He's only, what, 47? Turns 47 here in Off the Grid, so there's still time in his life. But for you as a writer, I mean, do you feel an ongoing relationship with Joe and his family and his friends that you think will last for some time to come?
Oh, I really think it will, because all the characters age in real time in the books, and they benefit from the experiences of earlier books. It continues to kind of grow and mature. It's been fun, you know, writing it. It's a whole different world when the children are 7 years old in the first book, and now they're in college in this book. So with each one, it's fun to explore the family and the relationships, and that can go on for quite a few years. I always look forward to the next Joe Pickett book.
I have to say, boy, my, that Sheridan's getting so big these days. Look, she's a senior in college.
That's right.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for your time, and thanks again for a great Joe Pickett story, too.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me back once again.
CJ Box, the latest Joe Pickett novel, is Off the Grid, the 16th in the series about the Wyoming game warden. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.